In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD, Ace Adams. Hello, Ace.
Hi, Andy. How are you?
I'm doing great. Ace, is that your real name or is that like a nickname that was given to you?
No, that's my, I made up that name.
Made it up. Okay, it seems to work. I like the alliteration. Where are you from?
I live in Goshen. I was raised in Otisville in western Orange County.
Wow.
And I moved away for a while and have sort of made my way back, so.
I was going to say, these are kind of small towns you did most of your growing up in, right?
Yes. Yeah, it was a lot of fun, man. We had a crew of us. That was a small town, but there was a lot of us. That was a lot of fun.
Are you a producer, or are you a songwriter, or are you kind of both?
I am both. I called myself a songwriter for a long time. I was always hesitant on calling myself a producer. Mm-hmm. I always looked at people like Timbaland and people like that as the real producers, and myself as just a songwriter. But as I progressed here, and really in the last 6 months, I transitioned into that producer role as well. When I work with vocalists, I give them the direction of the song.
Mm-hmm.
I give them some lyrical ideas for the song, and then allow them to just take those concepts and just run with it and do their thing.
It was that kind of out of necessity because you found out that you didn't have the voice that these people do have, and, well, I can do the music, but they can do the vocals?
Yes, yeah. I like to kind of work behind the scenes and be in the shadows. I don't want to be the face of the project.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'm not really that good of a singer anyway, so I know my strengths and my weaknesses, so.
Clint Eastwood said a man's got to know his limitations, right?
Yes, absolutely. In this business, yes, you definitely have to.
It seems like you've also really studied songwriting.
Yes, I started writing in 2012, so 7 years. Self-taught, I learned the building blocks of songwriting from YouTube. And YouTube's such a great resource. There's so many people who freely give information on there. It's really incredible.
Well, yeah, the College of YouTube. We've all studied at that school, haven't we?
Yeah, I mean, I've wrote a ton of songs over the years, and many of which will never see the light of day. You know, to become a competent songwriter, you have to write a lot of bad music, too.
So you record pretty much at your home studio?
So I have a studio at my house where I write all of the music, and then the vocalists that I collaborate with, they have their own setups and own studios. So we go back and forth on the lyrics, the edits, and they record all their vocals at their studio.
Wow. So you really don't have to be in the same room, do you? You can kind of record something. They send over a file. The quality is not diminished at all, is it?
No. The product that I receive from them are high quality, so it's pretty much ready to go.
Well, the vocals are high quality, too, and you always use another singer. Who is K.O. that performs on Vegas Life, the song we're going to play?
Yeah, so K.O., she is a singer from Philadelphia. I was lucky enough to find her, and I listened to her samples of her music, and it was amazing. I just really felt that her sound and style was a perfect fit for what I was looking for on this track. Each song I write, you know, I really try to give it consideration who is the best person for it.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I probably listened for this song. I probably went through 4 or 5 different options and really listened and settled on KO.
Wow, that's very thoughtful, and you have a very good ear.
Thank you.
In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD, Ace Adams. The business that you're in, it's a competitive business. How do you stay ahead of the competition?
I think that's the hardest part. I'm actually, at this point, I'm finding the marketing side to be more difficult than writing. I feel like when it comes to writing, I'm there. But there's so many people putting out music, and everyone is fighting for the same space. It's very, very hard to get your music heard. So I'm trying to figure out ways to sort of navigate around that and to get my music to important places. No, it's not easy.
Yeah, I think as part of the misconception, there's really unlimited space for music because of the internet and that kind of thing. But people by nature have limited time to listen to all that, right?
Yes, so you have to be really strategic.
You did a great job on Vegas Life. What is the song Vegas Life about?
I listen to a lot of different types of music. And in this case, I was listening to an instrumental. It was really upbeat. It was really inspiring. And I was so inspired to write a song that had a big band, sort of smoky lounge feeling, Las Vegas feeling.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted the listener to, when they hear this, to feel like they are in Las Vegas and hearing this song at a lounge. It's kind of a combination of Las Vegas itself and how life is itself is a Vegas life.
Where can people find out more about Ace Adams? What's your website?
My website is www.aceadamsmusic.com. My Instagram is at @ace_adams_music. You can go there. You can find out more information about me. You can hear the rest of my music. And you can follow me on Instagram. And let's make this happen.
And what's the EP called?
The EP, it's coming out November 15th. The EP is called Four of a Kind. It'll be a 6-track EP, maybe 7, but it'll be 6 tracks November 15th.
Ace Adams in the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD. Congratulations and good luck.
All right. Thank you very much.